Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, as we move into another week, and I'm here to bring you another signing interview. I'm Craig Anderson, and as the roster number for 2015-16 now cranks up to 7, with the re-signing of another top-performing Brit in the Brayhead Clan team, it just gets us more excited about the season ahead. This player, of course, is Lee Esders, and he's back for a third campaign with the club, so far making 110 appearances in purple, scoring 16 and assisting in 23. He's also an experienced Elite League campaigner, who's had 4 years at Hull Stingrays as well as 2 years at Sheffield Steelers, so this 26-year-old knows the course well. Well, Lee, thanks for talking to me on Clan Radio just now. First of all, how does it feel to be back with Brayhead Clan for another season?
Yeah, I'm over the moon to be back. You know, we had a good season last year. Obviously, didn't finish the way we wanted it to, but you know, obviously, I want to come back because I think there's definitely room for improvement next season.
Now, funny, we were talking just before we started the interview there, you haven't actually left Glasgow yet. What is it you're up to at the moment?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm spending all my summer here. Currently, I'm doing my other trade, which is electrician, so I'm working in the west of Glasgow right now.
And have you bumped into any Clan fans in Glasgow while you've been out and about?
Funnily enough, my first day working on site, one of the other electricians on site is a Clan fan.
Good stuff. Now, of course, you're back at the club. It's a third season for you. What is it you enjoy about playing at Brayhead Clan, given your experience in the last 2 years?
You know what? It's a good place to play. Obviously, I love the city. I love the people around Glasgow. And you know what? The fans make it enjoyable to play in front of the loud every night, and even if it's an away game as well, the fans are there supporting us night in, night out, and it's just a great place to play.
Now, I touched upon your experience, not only from Brayhead Clan, but where you've been before, primarily Hull and Sheffield Steelers as well. You're 26 now. Do you feel like a more experienced player than perhaps maybe one or two of the others we'll see coming in over the course of the next few weeks?
Yeah. I don't tend to look upon myself as being one of the older guys in the team, but you know, over the years I have picked up a bit of experience, and hopefully I can carry that into next season and help some of the younger guys.
That's it. It's a big season for the Clan as well. You've got the European campaign first, so we'll talk about that just now. There, we've got Vexio Lakers and obviously Ingolstadt as well. That's something to look forward to, isn't it? A couple of wee adventures away.
Yeah, it's a very exciting opportunity for any hockey player in their careers there to represent your team in Europe, and it's obviously a special achievement for Brayhead considering they haven't been going around very long. So it's a massive opportunity for us as a club to establish ourselves.
Did you have any preference on where you would like to go in Europe, given that there was a range of different countries Clan could have ended up going to?
You know what? Obviously, it'd be nice to see a few more different countries, but you know what? We're in Europe, and we'll approach the games just like we would any others. And who knows? We maybe make it through further, but until then, time will tell, I guess.
Now, you ended the season a little bit earlier than the rest of the guys. You had an injury to your arm in those final few weeks. How disappointing was it for you to miss out on what proved to be huge games for the club at a very crucial time of the season?
It was very disappointing. Obviously, you want to be out there every night and help the guys, and it's torture watching from the stands when it's coming down to the crunch time. And obviously, it was disappointing to watch. Watch some playoff games the way it panned out, and hopefully coming back this year we can rectify that.
Hopefully the arm is all better now as well.
Yeah, it's doing a lot better now. It's had a lot of rest and physio, and it's feeling good right now.
Now, are you at the stage of the summer where you can't wait to get back to playing, or are you still in the, thank goodness that last season's finished, I'm just quite happy to chill and not give hockey a second thought?
You know what, I think I'm in the same boat as everyone else. Obviously, come the end of the season, your body's tired and you're feeling everything, and you're like, God, I can't wait for the summer for the rest. And then after a week or two, you're like, oh, is it the hockey season yet? So yeah, I'm kind of wishing the hockey season was right around the corner.
And of course, the amount of players that are coming in just now, Clan need to do their business a little bit early because of the Champions Hockey League campaign. What have you made of the signatures that have come in so far?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Ryan's trying to build a core of British guys, and I'm sure he's doing work behind the scenes getting his import quota sorted. But you know what? Obviously, Benny and Hayward from last year, people know what to expect from those two, and we're looking forward to working with Barry McKenzie as well, who signed couple of days ago.
And of course, the new season's looming large. Did you take much persuasion in wanting to come back to Glasgow? Was it something that you were quite keen on doing in the offset?
Yeah, as soon as the season ended and had a meeting with Ryan there, my mind was already made up of returning to the Clan. Obviously, if Ryan wanted me back, and here I am signing for the Clan for my third year.
Now, of course, Brayhead Clan finished second in the league last year, went out at the playoff stage, of course. When you look at it overall, I suppose it was a successful season in many respects, Lee, but there was that disappointment as well. How do you reflect on that when you look back on the whole season?
Obviously, it was a successful season, but you know what? It gives us something to build on this season. Obviously, finishing second in such a competitive league, it was massive for us. Bit of a disappointment in the playoffs, but do you know what? Sometimes it's not meant to be. So a return this year is hopefully we go one step further.
And that's something for the players can learn from as well, especially guys like yourself that were there last year. You can use that as a springboard for next season, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, it'd be very rare if you go through your career without any setbacks. And you know what? That separates the great players. Obviously, bouncing back from defeat.
But looking ahead to this season, it's going to be an ultra competitive league. You just need to look around the signings made by the other teams. As I speak to you now, we've had Mike Forney go from Sheffield Steelers, where he was a top scorer, to Belfast Giants. So I mean, it's going to be a very tougher for Brayhead Clan this year.
Yeah, obviously it was tough last year, very competitive, and it went right down to the wire between us and Sheffield. And you know, obviously, the coaches will be doing the work behind the scenes and trying to put the best team on the ice that they can. So it's every year it's always improving, and hopefully we're the best team come the end of the season.
Right, Lee Esdors, thank you very much for joining us on Clan Radio. Hopefully we'll bump into you at some point during the course of the summer as you continue your work. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for now, as Lee Esdors is welcome back into the Clan fold for what's sure to be another exciting campaign. Of course, he joins Matt Keith, Jordan Cowie, Zach Sullivan, Matt Haywood, Ben Davis and Barry McKenzie on the Brayhead Clan squad for the new season. Check out the website brayheadclan.com for news of our first pre-season matches in preparation for the Champions Hockey League as Brayhead Clan get ready to face Sheffield Steelers over the weekend of 15th and 16th of August at Ice Sheffield for the Holiday Inn Royal Victoria Cup. Keep an eye out for ticket information on that very soon. If you haven't already, remember to like the club's official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. That's all for now on Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and I'll be back with the next signing for Brayhead Clan. I'm Craig Anderson. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.